This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big win for the Nats yesterday. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Nats got a 9-0 win, another homer from James Wood. That's 15 on the year. That man is on fire. He's been sensational for the Nationals so far. Let's go live out to Seattle. Mark Zuckerman Masson with us here on the program. Mark, always enjoy having conversations with you and catching up. Hope you're doing well. Last night was a great one for Washington. Your biggest takeaway from the 9-0 win was what?
Just how they completely turned it around from the night before, Denton. I mean, you couldn't draw up a more polar opposite game from the series opener. They lost that one 9-1. They kind of looked lifeless. It was over from the beginning. And then last night they flipped the script. They scored early with back-to-back homers. They kept it going. They got a dominant start out of Trevor Williams for the first time this year. And then they cruised to victory. And it's kind of who this team is, for better or worse. I put out a stat that shows just how dramatic the difference is when they score first versus when the opposition scores first. You can usually tell by, like, the second inning what kind of night it's going to be. Last night was a good night, and they got off to a great start.
How do they make what we saw last night a little bit more consistent? Maybe not the 9 runs, but they go through big losing streaks, then big winning streaks. And then last night, or the night before, it was 9-1, and this time it was 9-0. They were on the right side of it. How do they get more consistent?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a key. Some of it's just going to be experience. Yes, they have a bunch of young players who are still learning in the big leagues how to be a consistent player day in and day out, and it's not as easy as it sounds. So there is some of that, to be sure. I think the biggest thing has got to be when it comes to facing opposing pitchers. Yeah, you love to jump on them the first time through, but that's not always going to happen. You've got to be able to figure out, okay, if I didn't have a good first at bat, what's this guy doing? What kind of adjustments can I make the next time up so that it doesn't just become a fait accompli that if you don't get him early, that you're not going to get him at all. It feels like there's been way too many nights where they get shut down, you know, 6 up, 6 down on 20 pitches. And then when they all come up again, the next time up, nothing changes. And so I think that's something a lot of these guys need to learn how to be better at. Yes, they've had some success late against bullpens coming back, but you don't want to put yourself in that position. You'd rather, at least keep the game close or even take the lead in those middle innings. I think that's probably the next step for these guys to take.
How does the team, and I'm sure this is good, but I'll ask anyway, how does the team feel about James Wood through this portion of the season?
Oh, they don't think he's ever going to amount to anything. He's just, he's a bust. No, I mean, I think everyone's in awe of it. It's really special to see this from a 22-year-old. And you know, the funny thing is, if you've been following this team over the course of its 2 decades, it doesn't feel that unusual because we've seen it. We saw it with Bryce Harper. We saw it with Juan Soto. You can go all the way back to Ryan Zimmerman when he was young. Maybe not quite to this extent, but they've been spoiled. We've been spoiled by these young phenoms just bursting onto the scene and looking like superstars right from the get-go. And he, at this point, deserves to be in the same conversation. It doesn't guarantee that he will be over his whole career, but to hit the ball that hard, that consistently, to be able to hit it to all fields, left field, center field, right field, and to put up the kind of numbers he's got, he's on pace now for 44 homers and 118 RBIs, and he's going to challenge. He's not quite on enough pace yet, but he could challenge both those team records. Alfonso Soriano hit 46 homers way back in 2006, and then Anthony Rendon drove in 124 runs in the World Series year in 2019. And this kid at age 22 is on a pace to be right on par with, some of the best seasons that this team's ever had.
Are people across Major League Baseball starting to look at him maybe a little differently? Not quite as a superstar, but a burgeoning superstar in the league?
Yeah, it's been fun to go around the league this year and see some of the visiting, or in this case, the home media, like in Seattle. And they've heard of him, and they kind of have a sense, oh, yeah, this is the big-name guy on the team. And then they see him in person, and they're like, whoa, this guy is legit. That has absolutely been fun to see. And, I was talking with someone last night that we're starting to get close to the point where we're going to be hearing about the All-Star game. Certainly he's I have a hard time believing if he's healthy that he wouldn't be selected for it. But there's also going to be a question of the home run derby, I think, at this point. And I'm sure MLB would love to have a young 22-year-old burgeoning star in a marquee event like that. It may then come down to whether James and whether the Nationals wanted to participate in it. I hope he does, because I think that would be a great opportunity for anyone who's left out there that hasn't heard of him or doesn't fully understand who he is to get a chance to see him, you know, on the biggest stage like that with the biggest superstars in the game and really put on a show.
Does he have the personality and charisma to be on that stage and flourish as a superstar?
Well, you saw the Papa John's commercial, right? Some brilliant acting from him in that new pizza commercial. He's not a big personality, and you can't force that. You know, he's going to have to be who he is. He's very calm and collected. He's a nice kid. He's not rude. He's almost overly polite. But he's not Bryce Harper, certainly, or Juan Soto when it comes to that kind of thing. And so maybe superstardom won't come as easily to him, and maybe he won't brace it as much. But seriously, watch that commercial, and it just debuted yesterday, and he hit a home run, of course, so that people get 50% off pizza because of it. There's like a subtle, like, wink-wink, kind of like, yeah, I know I'm not this overly dramatic, big personality guy, but I can have some fun with that, too. And, I think he'll grow into it, I think, over time.
Mark Zuckerman with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin. Also last night, Mark, Robert Hassel hit his first homer in the bigs. Is he going to go back down when Cruz comes back up, or are they going to send somebody else down?
Well, it's up to him, really, and I guess Dalen Lyle to that extent, too, to kind of put the pressure on. And if they perform well enough, then by the time Dylan Cruz and Jacob Young as well, when they're ready to come back, there's going to be some decisions to make. If he has some more games like last night, he's going to find his way to stay up here. It was the home run is great, of course, first career one, but I think he was more impressed with the RBI single earlier in the game. He comes up with two outs. He's down on the count 0-2. He gets it to a 2-2 count and does what really throughout his minor league career he had shown he could do, and that's take a good quality at bat and hit the ball to the opposite field and then drive in a run, because it was at that point it was still a close game, so kind of a key moment for him. And I think that more than anything is an indication of who he can be. The home run's great, and if he gets the right pitch, he can do that with it. But for him to stick up here, he's going to have to be able to show really what his natural swing is, which is to hit the ball to the opposite field. So far, so good. I mean, he had been in a little bit of a slump. It's only six games, I think. But last night, and he admitted this, he sort of felt more like himself again. And I think a big part of that was hitting actually two singles to the opposite field, including the RBI single.
If he does stay up when Cruz and Young get back, or maybe Lyle stays, maybe they keep four or five of them up, is James Wood the guy that would move maybe to first base and keep the other guys out in the outfield, or how would that rotation work back there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, yeah, I don't see first base, not at this stage. I mean, they're really happy with what Nathaniel Lowe has done there. I think the DH question comes into play at that point. We have seen that when Josh Bell gets a night off, that James Wood generally has been the DH, and I think he's done it like 12 times maybe now, and he's had a lot of success in those spots. But I think they need to be really careful with this. You don't want to pigeonhole a 22-year-old into a DH role this right. early in his career. You know, yes, he is the inferior defensive outfielder compared to the other guys who are all really good, but you want in the long run for him to be comfortable enough in the outfield that you can put him out there on a regular basis and not just say, okay, you're going to be a DH for your entire career. So I'll be interested to see how that all plays out. I could see a scenario where they ultimately have, say, four quality outfielders, and I would hope they would use the DH position to kind of rotate them all around and give everybody a chance to maybe take a day, you know, a half day off, as you call it, where you're still engaged in the game and still hitting, but you're not on your feet as much. You're not in the outfield as much. I'd rather see that than them just pick one guy to do it. Now, Josh Bell will have a say in that as well, and he finally had a big night last night.
Finally.
He needed it.
Yeah.
Three hits, big home run. You know, I'm not going to declare anything with him until he does this over a longer stretch, but he desperately needed that one and maybe, you know, to stave off these questions that we're having right now.
What was the response now that it's been a couple of days inside the clubhouse around the organization about the scathing Ken Rosenthal piece about how long this rebuild has taken?
You know, I think a lot of people had a similar reaction to me, which was, yeah, there were a lot of valid points in there, but why now? That felt like something that could have been written 2 years ago, even 3 years ago, and would have been just as relevant, as opposed to right now when, sure, they have a lot of work still to do. They still have to prove a lot that they can finish the job on this thing. But I think anybody objectively would look at the situation that the Nats are in right now and say they're in a much better position than they've been since the rebuild began, and that you know, they're drafting and developing, while a major problem for a long time appears to be getting better, that the young talent they put on a field now on a nightly basis is, you know, way better than where they were not that long ago, and arguably this is the most young talent they've ever put on the field at the same time, even in the years that they were winning as much as they were. A lot of that was free agents and more veteran players. This is all young talent that's either homegrown or acquired via trades. So I think the feeling is they're in a much better position now than they had been. So why pick on them now for that? It seems like those points could have been made a while back. And frankly, a lot of us in the DC media had been making that point for a while. It's almost like Ken Rosenthal, who is a great writer. He's the most respected guy in my business. So and I can only imagine how hard it is to keep tabs on 30 teams and be an expert on 30 teams.
Right.
But it kind of felt like a guy who maybe hasn't paid much attention to the Nationals since the Soto trade, finally getting caught up on things.
Yeah, I had a similar thought. I was like, if you would have written this, you know, a year or two ago, I guess it would have made sense. But it feels like, especially the way that James Wood is playing now, the homegrown talent is rising as the team is expected to rise.
Right, and I mean, include C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore. I know Dylan Cruz hasn't been everything he could be, but there's still good positive signs there. And even, you know, when it comes to the drafting and developing, which I said was, yes, a major concern and maybe the biggest reason that they did trade Soto, because they had not done a good enough job of bringing up that next wave of young players. But look at where we are right now, where Brady House and Cade Cavalli, a couple of first-round picks, are on the verge of making it up here and looking like they could be something big. They have the number one pick this summer. You know, they are developing guys who weren't blue chip first round picks, like Jake Irvin, you know, even Jacob Young and Mitchell Parker to an extent. So I thought it came across as someone who maybe hasn't been paying as much attention recently to the strides they have made in all those areas. I think the Nationals internally realized where they were failing in a lot of ways and have taken some steps to try to get better at that. Now, they still need to finish the job. And, mm-hmm. you know, if at the end of this year, we're still talking about a team that's winning 70 games and hasn't taken that next step, and if ownership doesn't at some point here start giving Mike Rizzo the resources that they used to give him, then I think it's fair to come back to all these points and say, is it ever going to happen again? But right now, I think we're kind of in that middle ground where you're not sure, and you can say, like, in general, I feel like the trajectory of the organization is on the up right now, not on the down.
Is there a magic number to keep Davey going into 2026? I know he signed a two-year extension in 2023. That would be up at the end of this year with a club option for 26. Is he going to be the guy that takes this next step with the organization when they're ready to?
You know, I've felt all along going into this year that there should be pressure, not just on Davey, but really on everyone in the organization to show real improvement this year. Now, I mean, yeah, it comes down to wins and losses, and you'd like to think that that has something to do with it. And, you know, the hope would be that they are close to, if not even surpassing the 500 mark, although I don't know if it has to boil down to that. You know, I think there is a scenario where they win 76, 77 games, something like that, and maybe you're disappointed with the record, but you can honestly look at the improvement on the field and the talent they have and say, okay, yeah, things are still going in the right direction. That's why we want to keep this group together. But yeah, I felt like coming into this year, this is a critical year. It's time for that rebuild to move into a winning direction. And, you know, they have the young players now that make you believe that it should be better. You should be seeing better results. They're not all the way there yet, as I said, but, you know, another 71 kind of win season, it could be tough to make the argument that everyone, and that's not just Davey, that's a lot of people, that everyone deserves to continue on this path. They've been given the time now to bring this team back from the dead. It's time to see the results on the field.
Well, hopefully tonight the results look a lot like they did yesterday. Mark, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Enjoy your time out there out west.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Den.
That is Mark Zuckerman of Masson, who is good enough to jump on with us here. He's there in Seattle. The Nats in action tonight, 9:40. It'll be on FS1 on television. You'll hear it on our sister station, 106.7. The Fan, taking on the Mariners before they head still out west but down south to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Coming up next, there's been a lot of changes in college football. There's a lot more changes on the horizon in college football. Shehan Jeyaraja from CBS Sports is going to join us to make sense of it all and what is the next logical step for the fate of college football. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.